This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? You need to be. Locked? You need to be. There we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Today we're frosted, absolutely frosted. There's a link to your instructors on their website as soon as I get it up and running. Converging threats, they're all around us. They're confronted daily by your instructors. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. We've got two instructors today. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning,
Rick. I'm
fun with you last night too. Thank you and Aaron.
Hey, Rick. You know, really, I appreciate you spending time on this. I mean, that was your show with Aaron Dakins right here on Genesis Communications.
No big deal. It's fine.
Well, that's what happened. What happened last night is we had some breaking news, and one of us at USAPrepares.com was beat up, arrested, put in jail by a couple of thug cops. They came to his home. They beat him up. They put him in the hospital. He's going to get the bill for the damage that they did. And then he has to go to court, right? This is all coming. We're going to tell you all about it right now. And I'm angry. And so I called Aaron Dakins and I told her what happened. And I was invited to spend some time. We were thinking it might be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It turned out to be an hour. So if you want to hear what happened, if you want to hear Vinny outraged, out of control, you can listen to hour number one of The Truth Traveler last night. What we talked about was out of control. The cops are beating us up. And, you know, here's the point. You think it happens just down the street, down the road, another county, another state, another country? I'm telling you right now, we have a blue plague, And I'm calling it a blue plague because I don't want to call it another color, because innocent people might be thrown into this mix if we call it a different color. But these guys wear blue uniforms. They wear black uniforms. They're getting militarized more by the day. They're getting weapons of war, and they think it's fun to beat us up. And pretty soon, we the people are going to rise up. And when we do, the blue plague will be... I'm going to stop right here. you can read between the lines, class. I really am angry about this. And our newest instructor, you've heard me talk about him. Now, this gentleman is a middle-aged guy. If I were to describe him, I would say he was a grandfatherly type guy. Kind. He's been to the farm. He's met my mom. He knows my family. He's been at the farm. I mean, not just passing through. He's been here overnight. We've traveled together. We've gone to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association conventions together. He's the historian for the CSPOA. He's the guy with the camera, and I'm not talking about some small camera. I'm talking about a single-lens reflex-type camera taking pictures of what is happening real time in the United States, events that we are involved in. He's been to the meetups in Springfield. He's the guy that I've quoted many times as saying, where are the Christians? Where are the Christians? He's the guy that you've heard me say that over and over about. That's his quote, where are the Christians? And I believe what he means by that is, where are the good people? Where are the people who could look across the street when that senior citizen's being beaten up by the gang, or when someone's being robbed by a bunch of thugs, or that little old lady's accosted and her purse is stolen and she's roughed up? Where are they? How come they're not running across the street to their rescue? Where are the good people? And in his words, where are the Christians? Now, it can be, where are the Jews? You can fill in the blank, but where are the good people? I'm delighted to introduce USA Prepares historian, friend, and newest instructor. He's a little bruised. He's banged up. He's been beat up by the cops on Monday. Yes, Monday, a couple days ago. Steve Angle. Welcome, Steve Angle.
Hi, Vance. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, and you're the guy that got beat up. So let me just lead into this, and then you can fill in the blanks.
Okay.
So Monday night, there's a sound at the door. Now, when I talk about Monday night, I'm talking about just after midnight, 41 minutes after midnight. It's dark out. Just about everybody's asleep, right? All around the area, everyone's asleep, or almost, okay? Knock comes on the door, and you don't know who it is, so you have your firearm, 1911, 45 ACP, kind of like what I wear, and you realize it's the cops. So you, instead of holding the pistol by the grip, you hold it by the muzzle so that they know you're not going to shoot. You open the door.
There's reasons.
And
lead pipe.
You open the door, and there they are, and they demand that you drop the gun. And that's a pretty bad thing to do, because if you go to move, they're probably going to shoot you because they've got a gun pointed in your face 12 inches away. Literally.
And as the gun drops, there's no proof that you were not handling it correctly.
That's exactly right. And so they grab you within seconds, within 38 seconds, they grab you, throw you down, pull you out of the house, beat you up, or put you in handcuffs, arrest you, take you to the hospital where you spend the next 4 hours. Then you go to jail. And why? Because they say that they called you three times to return the 911 call that they say that they got from your location. You didn't make the call. No one in your house made the call. And they showed up and beat you up. And then...
Well, they didn't call the number of the house. They called the number of the throwaway phone.
Well, whatever it was. But here's, Rick, here's the thing.
It
happened again last night. Twice. But this time, they demanded that you come out to the street. All of you. They wanted to make sure everybody's safe. The same guys, the same police plague that beat you up on Monday, that same police plague,
Hayes,
Kansas, demands that you come outside.
I'm Hayes, and his brother still lives there. I'm going to make a few inquiries, too.
Steve?
Mike Bird is from Hayes, Kansas. So we'll find out through Michael.
Steve, did I describe this accurately, or did I make some mistakes?
Well, not so much mistakes as for maybe some particular clarifications that I'd just gotten back from Wichita visiting my 92-year-old mother,
mm-hmm.
And I got in, was here at the house. I was tired. It's a 3-hour drive there and back, and you got to pay attention. And was relieved to get home, and was sitting on my couch and going through emails, and right in the process of literally writing an email to, can I name him, I guess? Is okay
sure.
to name?
Sure.
Because you talk about him. We know him, but both of us. And Kurt Crosby, literally, yeah. And it was still sitting on the computer when I got out of jail yesterday. But so I'm sitting there, and the doorbell rings. I'm not, you know, at approximately 12:30 from what I remember, 12:15, 12:30, I kind of glanced at my watch and said, I really don't like the doorbell ringing at this time because, you know, I try to think, was it one of the kids? Maybe they didn't have a key to get in or somebody needing help. But anyway, it's a bad time to be answering the door to me. And like you said, I just right in my coffee table with me, I picked up the 45, and I have to, it's about 7 feet to the front door from where I was sitting, and then you continue on, and there's a stairway going down to the basement of which two steps, and there's a big window that looks all at the front door and the porch, so I can look out and see who's there. I did. I could see at least two policemen. I thought possibly three, but I glanced. He saw me look at him. He, in a sense, kind of acknowledged me. And then he said, or whatever, he showed me his badge on his uniform. So in a sense, in an odd way of thinking, I was somewhat relieved. Okay. So then, as you stated, and the 45, it's not chambered. It's got a snap cap in it, so the old guy here doesn't shoot himself in the foot, if you know what I mean. And I held the muzzle of that firearm and went up and opened the door, at which point I asked them, you know, I said, hello, what's the problem? What's going on? And they said, did you call 911? Of which I replied, no, I did not. And then they had their flashlights looking at me, and they saw it. The pistol in my left hand, and they said, what I recall, why don't you put down the gun, drop the gun, of which I said, no, I don't think so. And then the larger fellow standing right in front of me was yelling at me, and I looked at him, and within a foot of my face is this, whatever it is, Glock. The clock-looking type gun, I don't know, 9mm, 40 Smith, whatever, pointed right at my face, at which point he said, drop the gun, a-hole, and then he grabbed my shirt. I never was out of the house. I was standing back in the doorway. He reached in, grabbed my shirt, lurched me forward, slammed me to the ground.
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37 on the protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Nothing good happens when the blue plague shows up. Nothing good happens when the blue plague shows up. And you've heard me say this many, many times, and now you're hearing why. Never call 911. Never call 911, because if you do, someone's going to jail or someone's going to get shot. This can happen to you. We're talking with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and second hour we're going to talk about physics and Fukushima and so forth. This hour, we're the three of us are talking about what happened to a USAPreparedness.com instructor, Steve Engel, in Hays, Kansas. Steve, you were saying that you had a muzzle of a gun pointed at your face by the cops when they grabbed you by the shirt. What happened?
Well, and let me emphasize, at no time, and I've always do this, never do I cross the threshold of my door out on my porch or anything like that. I'm standing back as this is going on, and this one officer in front of me is yelling at me, which I then focus my attention on him, which he's got the gun pointed within a foot of my face and screaming, drop the gun, a-hole. And then he grabbed hold of my shirt and pulled me out and threw me down on the concrete front porch. And I'm assuming, and I was a limp noodle at that point, if you can imagine. And I was yelling, and you'll know something about this because we've seen each other, but I was yelling about my hernia, which you know about that.
Yes, I do.
I got a hernia, what a watch out. And then I know there was a several choice words that came out of my mouth during all this, but, you know, obviously no resistance whatsoever. I'm assuming from police procedure, the reason my thumbs and everything hurt so bad and are numb down through my wrist is because as I was laying there, he's probably grabbing my thumbs, pulling my arms back to handcuff me. Then they stood me up and took me down to a patrol car that was sitting at the end of my driveway.
So with that, you have a legal right now to sue that specific police officer and any of the others that then confirm or try to confirm that you had stepped outside your door. Because if you were inside your door when they grabbed you, that is assault. That's it. That's the end of the story. And you can make this into a money-making proposition where you take that one police down and the others will probably confirm your story rather than lie and be dragged down with you. Because the second thing you do is demand a polygraph of everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
That's how you do it. And now you have a legal lawsuit, and if you don't have any money for that, no problem. The ACLU will do it for you, and they'll do it for you. And let me tell you, you can find hungry lawyers out there that would love to split the gate.
Yes. Well,
so there it is. And you just go down to the police station and you say, this just happened, and this is, and you give them an extremely reasonable fund for damages and assault, probably a couple $1,000, like $2,000, something where it's not going to penny off on them. And then if they do that, it's a good-to-go thing. If they don't do that, you make them pay, and you go to the mayor, like Vincent said to do, and bring it up to him on what happened and how it's going to play for the citizens of his little parish.
I call the.
By the time it's all finished, each person in that parish is going to have to pay for that policeman's fault.
I called the mayor's office of Hays, Kansas, yesterday.
I'll have my lawyer do it also, because he grew up in Hays. His father and grandfather were Hays, and his brother still lives in Hays, and that's Michael Bird. And he was a pro tem judge and lawyer, and is one of my best friends. We'll go at my end also.
Did you say Bird?
Mike Bird, B-I-R-D, yes.
Okay.
When we come back, unfortunately, when I called for the mayor, he wasn't in, and the only telephone number I have for the mayor is his cell phone number. So I'm going to give you his cell phone number, the mayor of Hays, Kansas. I suggest, if you'd like, give him a call. Ask him what he's going to do about this.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil'sGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about the Blue Plague. You know, not only is it in Ferguson, Missouri, where the cops have riot gear and weapons of war, military vehicles and so forth, and grenades. It's in New York City, where protesters are met with tear gas. It's in Hays, Kansas, the Blue Plague. Now, the Blue Plague has exhibited what these guys are really like. They have two times the incidence of domestic violence in their own homes as do we the people. These guys are not stable. Ladies, if you're married to one of these Blue Plague members, Why don't you get out of that relationship while it's still safe before it gets worse? Now, what do we want? You've heard from Steve Angle some of what happened. What do we want? We want, and we can substitute the word I, Vin Finelli. I want everyone involved fired. I want their pensions canceled. I want the two cops arrested for breaching the public trust and assault and battery of an individual in his own home. He didn't call them. They showed up, created a nuisance, beat him up, threw him down, put him in the hospital, put him in handcuffs, and now he's going to get a bill for the hospital visit. He has to go to court. This behavior has got to stop. Now, what causes this kind of behavior? I spoke with several miserable individuals in the government of Hays, Kansas yesterday. I would not want to live there. I won't live there. I don't even want to drive through Hays, Kansas. I called the Hays, Kansas Police Department and spoke with a guy by the name of Lieutenant Ron Runkle. I was doing my due diligence for this broadcast and the broadcast last night with Aaron Dakins. His behavior was abusive. I told him I was calling to get both sides of the story before I went on the air because it was the responsible thing to do. He accused me of being sarcastic. Now, when he accused me of being sarcastic, he did it as if it were a crime. It is not a crime to be sarcastic. However, I was not sarcastic, and I put him right in his place, and I said, let's get this straight. I'm not being sarcastic. I am no way being sarcastic. Now, the reason I'm telling you this, class, is when a cop says something and you don't respond, if he accuses you of something, you just sit there and go, better not say a word, you are tacitly admitting guilt. So I put this thug cop straight and told him I was not being sarcastic. I was hung up on by one gal in Hays, Kansas. Her name is Rhonda. She's in the Ellis County Attorney's Office. I wanted to talk to someone who could tell me something. These guys clammed up. They don't want to talk about this because they know Steve Angle has a case. These guys are out of control. They beat up an innocent person. Boy, I am hot. I am really hot about this. So I wanted to talk to the chief of police. Nah, he's not available. I wanted to talk to Detective Dave Bunger. He's the arresting officer. Well, he wasn't there. He wasn't there at 8:30. I said, isn't he supposed to be there from 8 to 4? Yeah, well, he is, but he worked late last night, so he's not in. Call back in the afternoon. Oh, he's in training. What kind of training? I don't know.
Nobody knows. Not available so that they can handle the thing internally. That's all that's happening right there.
So here's what we do, class.
Be persistent and set up a profile on what they're doing if he's not available today or tomorrow.
I have extensive notes, so if I get hauled into court, I am going to testify what a miserable bunch these people are. Now,
well, they're not responding as, serving the public.
I said it starts at the top.
Serve and protect.
They're serving up bruises and
individuals and
abrasions.
There are bad apples in everything, and law enforcement will induce those to rise to the Peter principle. That's a problem with all sheriffs if they have to manage their crew correctly. And these guys are going out in danger many times, and so there will be aberrant behavior and errors. But
well, Rick, these Arabs
dodging it like they are with you—that's a different profile. And now you can add an extra couple of zeros to the lawsuit.
I hope you have a big one, and I hope you eviscerate this group.
Well,
they all need to be fired.
That's what's going to happen. You know, the lawsuit, when a cop goes bad, it's the public that ends up paying for it. That's how it works.
You're right. Now, Rick and Steve, let me give out the phone number of the mayor. I tried to call him, and he was unavailable. So here's his number.
One second. I'm going to get it as well, because what I want to do is have my lawyer call.
There you go.
What's the phone number? What's the mayor's name?
His name is Mayor Henry Schwaller, S-C-H-W-A-L-L-E-R, the fourth. Henry Schwaller, S-C-H-W-A-L-L-E-R, the fourth. Now, I only have his cell number.
Which is?
785-285-259-0463. 785-259-0463. Class, if you're outraged by what you're hearing, why don't you consider giving the mayor a call? Now, here's why the mayor. Now, is the mayor involved? Of course. It's his police department. Now, if the mayor gets enough calls, if the mayor gets enough calls, he's going
to
say, listen, guys, you are really interfering with my day. You're causing me a lot of problems. This has got to stop. Ron Runkles, you are rough on a investigative journalist. That's not going to happen. Happens again, you're fired. Okay? And then Detective Dave Bunger, you were involved in writing this report. Obviously, you know what's going on. Maybe you're the guy that roughed up Steve Engel. You're fired. And the other guy who was with the two officers involved in the arrest are fired. They need to be fired. Now, the attorney for the county, his name is Tom Dries. I talked to him. He was actually civil. Now, he was pleasant. Gave me very little information. They wouldn't tell me whether there was an audio or a video recording. I got no information from these guys other than what I already knew. They are circling the wagons. They don't like it. Extra calls from We the People will probably help Steve win this little skirmish. But Steve, so then they threw you down, then what happened? Boy, I'm hot.
Well, I was complaining about hurting so bad that they said, they discussed whether or not, do you want to go to the hospital? I said, yes, I want to go to the hospital. At which point, when we got there, I was around, I said, maybe close to 1 o'clock, as I recall. And first thing, they wanted me to pee in a jar, of which I said, I'm not doing that. And we waited a while. The nurse took my blood pressure, and she said she was wanting to give me something to settle me down. And I said, why? And she said, oh, before you stroke out, because your blood pressure is 200 plus over 140 or 150 or something. Which I said, no, I'm not. I don't know what you want to give me, but I'm not taking it. And in handcuffs this whole time, they were in front of me, and they kept them on the whole time until a doctor came in and asked if they would remove them so he could get his stethoscope in to check me over. Later, I was asked, you know, would you be willing to take a alcohol test or whatever? And I said no, but eight's no. And the cop there said, well, I'm just asking. I said, yeah, and I told you. So I was there till about 5. They took x-rays of my knees. In fact, I sent you some photos, iPhone. I don't know if you got them or not. But and of my back, which hurts. And then they took me down to jail.
Steve, they had you. Were you handcuffed in front or in back?
I was initially handcuffed in back. When they put me in the car and took me to the hospital, I was had the handcuffs. They changed them to the front, but kept them on, like I said, the whole time until the doctor finally asked, can you take these off so I can get in and check him?
And after he checked you, did they leave the handcuffs off, or did they put them back on?
They put them back on.
Yeah. And so, at any time, were you a threat to these guys? Were you belligerent? Were you swinging? Were you trying to hit anybody?
I will say this, and some people, whatever, they can take whatever somebody says as being, as for belligerent, I wasn't happy. I wasn't pleased, as you can imagine. I never was aggressive towards anyone, ever.
Yeah, and you know, they won't give me
inside your home.
I'm sorry?
You were inside your home when they reached inside your home and grabbed you.
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, Steve, I mentioned yesterday and last night on the air that for someone to make this happen to someone else, all they have to do is go to the Chinese factory outlet, buy a cell phone, a disposable throwaway cell phone, call 911 from your front porch, hang up, and walk away, and the cops
right.
will show up.
Right, but Vincent, it's even easier than that. There was an article in the Hayes Daily News. I may have the article. I know it was within probably the last year, maybe two, of this thing called swatting, and it happened to a police department either in Russell, Kansas, which is 30 miles east, or Great Bend, which is to the southeast, or it may have happened in Hayes. I'm not sure. I don't think it was Hayes Police Department, but where someone can make a call to 911 and that someone did speak in this situation saying, we've got people here with a gun, please hurry, and the police responded. And I looked at that story and said, I can see bad things happening with this, with if you got rogue cops that all of a sudden show up ready to shoot someone.
And that's what happened to you. Cops showed up. The blue plague showed up.
It's called swatting.
Swatting. S-W-A-T-T-I-N-G. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
World class. I'm pretty hot today. I am really hot today. And I can't think of too many things that make me more angry than when our family's picked on. And when I say our family, I'm talking about USAPrepares.com. When one of our instructors or one of our students gets picked on, it really makes me angry. And that's exactly what happened to Steve Angle. It's happened to two CSPOA members who happen to also be USA Prepares instructors. Shane Harger, Steve Angle. Both of them arrested. Put in jail. Under false pretenses. Now,
Vincent?
Yes?
If I may, I'd just like to ask, as soon as you get done with your show today, I need to have a phone conversation with you and your guest in regards to this, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Sure, be glad to. Steve, have you been on any other broadcasts discussing this issue?
Not yet. I just got released yesterday about 2:30 and got home, and I'm trying to recuperate here a little bit. I've got some crutches that I use to get around with. And did you want to get in? I realize there's not much time, but as to this happened again last night.
Go ahead.
I didn't
see,
know.
See, by the way, quickly, I'm going to call my friends. I'm going to call my radio broadcast friends. I have friends in several networks. And we're going to be on at least four networks discussing this. So we're not going to let this die in the vine. So what happened last night?
Well, I just found this out from my son as he was leaving for work, and I was awake, that he said the same thing happened again last night. The police called, and it does show on the caller ID there was a call that came through at 2:38 a.m. that just says private name, at which point the police were out in the street asking saying we've got a 911 call from this residence. Is everything okay? Are you okay? And my wife responded yes. And they then wanted them to come down to the street, get dressed, come down to the street, and they wanted to talk to them. And the CYA now, which they started this when I was interviewed in jail by a detective, the whole cover your bottom thing now is, it's the phone. There's something wrong with your phone.
No, there's probably something wrong with theirs. And what you want next is to subpoena their phone records to prove that they actually made those three calls and 911 made to your residence that you did not get.
Well, according to them, the first time this happened late Sunday night is they had three 911 calls of which they responded, tried to call three times back to our resident, yet there's nothing on the caller ID.
Well, I did that to you, by the way. That is obviously somebody is trying to, you know, harass you. Who do you think that might be? Do you have any ideas or any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and we'll talk about that when you call later.
Okay, we'll be glad to.
You never want to let them know you're coming.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems to me.
We just never let them know you're coming.
It seems.
The way I did it with the flamer, it worked.
It seems to me something is really, really wrong. And, you know, I object to the cops having these private numbers. You know, if they're there to protect and serve, they can put their numbers out there for all to see. Now, who in the heck is going to answer the phone when it says number blocked, number withheld, private number? I get lots of calls like that. I don't answer them. Class, if you want to call me, you got to be upfront and above board, okay? The cops need to be upfront and above board. What are they hiding from? Us? Come on. Oh, man. I'm glad we're going to have a couple minutes where I can calm down during top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Steve, thanks so much for being with us. Steve Engel, beat up by the Hayes Police Department. We're not going to let this rest. We want them fired. And we can start with the mayor. Steve, thanks so much. I'll talk after the broadcast. Rick and I will be right back.
Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.